Explosive, a bombshell, unprecedented? Choose your adjective for the dramatic and likely terminal falling out between US President Donald Trump and his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, which this evening has seen Mr. Trump slap a cease and desist order on his former confidant, reports say. It's over Steve Bannon's claim in a soon-to-be-published book by author Michael Wolff that the president's son and his son-in-law were treasonous and unpatriotic for taking a now-famous meeting with a Russian lawyer prior to the 2016 presidential election. That was the meeting where they were promised dirt on Hillary Clinton. A furious President Trump released a statement reading in part,
"Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind."
And targeting Steve Bannon's reputation as a major leaker before he was pushed out of the White House 8 months into the Trump administration.
"He spent his time at the White House leaking false information to the media to make himself seem far more important than he was. It is the only thing he does well."
A massive falling out, but also a potential gift to the Mueller-Russia probe. Earlier, I spoke to Ron Christie, who was special assistant to President George W. Bush and is now a political analyst in Washington, D.C.
Linda, first of all, thank you. It's a pleasure to join you. And for those of us who look at American politics and observe the White House and the political characters in Washington, D.C., this is entirely unprecedented. There's a new book coming out in the States the next week that looks at the Trump White House in the first year. And Steve Bannon, my instincts tell me, felt slighted by something that maybe President Trump or one of his sons or his daughter or someone in the Trump inner circle had said about Bannon. And how did Bannon respond? By going to the author of this new book and having very salacious comments about the president's daughter, about Donald Trump Jr., and about the Russian collusion probe.
Okay, the president has hit back pretty quickly as well, so he's obviously taking it seriously. The president must be fuming about this.
The president must be fuming about this, and let me put this in a little bit of context. When I worked for President George W. Bush, there were aides, low level, who came out with books, and they had their tell-all, and they trashed the president, and they let the media really run wild with it. And what was President Bush's response? Nothing. He refused to dignify the remarks. He refused to dignify the substance in the book. And here you have the president of the United States in a very, very personal, very pointed manner earlier today take Steve Bannon down, say that when Bannon was fired, that not only did he lose his job, but he lost his mind. My concern is that that's not very presidential on the part of Mr. Trump. If he wants to really let Bannon stew in the mess that he created, if I were Donald Trump, I wouldn't have said a thing. Mr. Trump's commenting on this only gives more fuel to the fire, more ammunition to his critics, and of course will lead to more book sales when this book comes out next week.
Always the book sales. So yes. what are the practical implications, though? I mean, what's the material impact? For example, around the quotes about the nature of the meeting with the Russians, the now famous meeting that's been so well worked over, and of course we have the Mueller investigation as well around matters to do with Russians. But you know, Bannon says in this book, you know, that meeting was treasonous. Does that change anything materially?
I think it changes the dynamic of how the media in the United States and around the world will cover this. Trump has repeatedly said, there's nothing here, there's no collusion, this is all about fake news. And now you have the chief strategist from his campaign, who got him elected to office, his chief strategist within the White House, who worked with Mr. Trump for the first 8 months, now saying that the contacts with the Russians were treasonous. That's going to change the narrative. If Steve Bannon hasn't spoken to Robert Mueller, the special counsel, the lawyer who's been charged by the Justice Department to look into this matter, if he hasn't spoken to him now, I suspect he might get a phone call from the Justice Department in the coming days. Mr. Trump thought that the Russian investigation was going to go away sooner rather than later. I see this, Linda, as dragging out month after month, probably well through the 2018 midterm elections that we're going to have here in the United States later this year.
What is the Republican Party going to make of this?
The people I've spoken to on Capitol Hill today are flummoxed. We have a budget that we need to pass to keep the government open without having a government shutdown. We have an immigration opportunity to build a wall that President Trump wants and to allow certain undocumented children who came to the United States, brought here by their parents, to pass. And yet all the wheels of action have grounded to a halt on Capitol Hill as everyone in the town, Republican and Democrat, looks to the White House and says, what's going to happen next and what other shoe could drop next? I believe, Linda, we haven't heard the last from Steve Bannon. Earlier this evening, he responded to the president's tweet and said he's not sure who lost whose mind. Donald Trump's not going to take that lying down.
Ron Christie, thank you very much for your time today.
A pleasure to join you. Thank you.
Republican political analyst Ron Christie, who was special assistant to President George W. Bush. And Steve Bannon has now made his first comments on this whole saga, responding to a caller on his Breitbart radio show. He says the president is a great man and says he supports him day in, day out.